Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kicking off. I don't know what I just said there. I know one thing. I'll hear it another 100 times now. Scraby will make a notation of it.
That was one of my moves right there.
What I'm trying to say is that we are starting the 5 o'clock hour here.
Okay.
It's 5:01 Friday afternoon. You'll just have to excuse us. Maybe the happy hour is starting an hour early tonight. What can I tell you? Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Still to come on the program, speaking of the happy hour, is the Scroobies and also Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, which is fast taking over the nation. You'll see why at 6:20 a little bit later on this afternoon, this evening, but lots going on in sports to catch you up on this Friday here as we kick off the 5 o'clock hour. First and foremost, Pac-12 has followed the Big Ten, and Pac-12 announcing that it will go conference only for its fall sports, just like the Big Ten did yesterday. So now two of the Big Five major conferences are going to go conference only for football. UCLA is on the San Diego State football schedule, so the Aztecs will have to make at least one adjustment to their football schedule based on this announcement today. Alabama is supposed to play USC in the opener on September the 5th. So that game will not take place. And the decision also includes men's and women's soccer, women's volleyball. So quite a few factors involved in this. And as we said yesterday when the Big Ten made its announcement, not going to be surprised if the other conferences are following in short order. Number two is the Pac-12 today, Tony.
Yeah, and you predicted that it would be a domino effect, and that's exactly what it seems to be right now. Now, officially, only the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are the only two Power Five conferences to go this route in terms of playing only conference games. But Chris, as you mentioned, I think it's safe to say that we're going to see more dominoes fall, with the SEC probably being last.
They will hold out as long as possible.
Yeah. But I think, it makes sense, right? You could argue that this model comes from Major League Baseball, where you're trying to limit travel, trying to limit how far teams have to actually go. So you stay in your conference. You stay in the conference that you're in. You stay in for the Pac-12. I mean, you don't really have to leave California too often. You got to go up to Washington. You got to go up to Oregon and Arizona.
Stays pretty close.
Everything is relatively close. So it just makes sense. It just makes sense all the way around for all these conferences. I think actually the conference that doesn't do this will be looked at kind of sideways, especially as this pandemic continues to move as it has.
Yeah, my best guess is that the Mountain West Conference will eventually follow suit after we hear from all the Big Five conferences. So anyway, we'll see where it all goes. But uh, Pac-12 is second to do this. Some other news today, Buster Posey, San Francisco Giant, probably future Hall of Fame catcher, has opted out of the 2020 Major League Baseball season. He and his wife have adopted twin daughters, and they want to make sure that the health is paramount, so they are not going to play, or Buster Posey, rather, citing the health of the newborns that they just adopted, not going to play in this 2020 season. And some people were wondering, you know, whether this is going to have any effect on Buster Posey's legacy or not. I really don't think it will. I think everybody can understand why a guy would want to do this when he just adopted two healthy but premature babies, twins that are going to need to spend time in a neonatal intensive care. They'll have weakened immune systems for the next few months. So, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer for Buster Posey, and I'd almost be surprised if he had decided otherwise, to be honest with you. So I think a good move by Buster Posey and one that shouldn't be criticized. And probably won't be really criticized by too many people.
I have a hard time seeing Buster get criticized for this move. You know,
yeah. David Price of the Dodgers, Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals, Ian Desmond of the Rockies, Mike Leake of the Diamondbacks, some of the others that have opted out for this season. But Buster Posey, clearly a six-time All-Star, 2012 NL MVP, three-time World Series champion. He's the most prominent player to opt out
rookie of the year
so far. Oh, stop it, Scraby.
To me, I think people have to recognize that a lot of these players that are sitting out, it may not be for them personally. You know,
right.
I know in Zimmerman's case, he has a mother that's high risk, and he couldn't fathom not seeing her for the entire time, entire year basically. So, I think we just all have to be kind of sensitive to the fact that people who are deciding not to play are making this decision solely based on protecting their loved ones around them.
Absolutely. Tommy Pham has been given the clearance to rejoin the Padres. A couple of negative tests following a positive test for the coronavirus last weekend. Tommy Pham, he's back at practice today by all reports anyway. Tommy Pham, though, a little controversy because Scraby's Corona deputies spotted him out last night at Petco Park in the park by the park. And even though he had his mask on and was doing his best to social distance, there was a couple of fans came up for an autograph, and the Twitter universe was very critical of Tommy Pham. But Jace Tingler spoke about that today, the Padres manager, and said that the Padres had information that Pham had already received his second negative test, so they felt okay with him being out in public last night, and don't have any problem moving forward. And Jace Tingler's happy to have Tommy Pham back. So
yeah, you know, I think the Twitter crowd flew off the handle with only 35% of the information that they needed in order to actually speak on the actual.
In the Twitter world, you don't even need that much information to speak out. Normally,
right.
You can speak out with like 1% of the information.
Right, right. And as we pointed out earlier, the two negative tests are a rule in Major League Baseball, not in regular walk of life. You just need a negative test to go back and out in society. So I think that was a lot to do about that. I'm happy he's doing better.
Yeah.
Because if the Padres are going to have a good season this year, he most certainly needs to be healthy and a part of it.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have to be a big part of it. One other NFL note we hadn't mentioned yet, but I thought we'd pass along to you. Tampa Bay Buccaneers tackle Donovan Smith saying today that he is not play during this coronavirus pandemic. He says it's not worth the risk. Donovan Smith is kind of an important guy for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that he is the starting left tackle for the football team, and that means he is the guy who protects the blind side of the GOAT, Tom Brady's blind side. But Donovan Smith said, risking my health as well as my family health does not seem like a risk worth taking. Of course, I don't think he's necessarily opting out at this point. NFL training camps are not due to open until July 28th, but that's only 18 days away. And we'll see what ends up happening with some of the NFL players. It's just like baseball. I mean, we've had, you know, players opt out. I can't imagine with 32 NFL teams, you know, each having approximately 60 guys on the roster, what are we, 2,000 athletes? I mean, a few of them are going to feel some type of way about participating, I would think, under these current circumstances, Tony. So I don't think this will be the last we hear from an NFL player that doesn't feel comfortable playing.
Yeah, this is another guy expecting a baby, first baby, in a couple of weeks. So you're going to find guys who are in this boat. You're going to find a lot of them opting out. You just are. There's just too many question marks. Even if they get answered, it doesn't seem like you're going to get a 100% answer on it anyway. It seems like the target is constantly moving, which makes the players have a lot of angst and kind of, you know, they kind of hold their decision because they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen.
The only thing we're sure of is that we don't know anything.
Right. Right,
and that we're sure that you can't swap jerseys after the game.
Right, after tackling each
after
other,
after tackling,
for four
spitting
quarters.
On each other,
and we're sure that everybody will be healthy and and happy as long as they don't swap jerseys.
They're not allowed to high five after the game or have a conversation, but they could do that during the game. It's okay.
This is literally a sport where all you do is high five.
High five.
You're high
fiving
on tackles.
They came
right
up yesterday. That was the big announcement in the NFL yesterday. So. You know, whatever.
You know, I was thinking, if I was that guy in the Jaguars and I was going to have my first kid, it would...
you mean on the Buccaneers?
Yeah, Buccaneers,
say, who
sorry.
Who on the Jaguars?
Not Jaguars, my bad. It would be a really tough decision, but I don't think I would play either. Especially if it's firstborn. I don't know, Tony, you could speak on this. Does it change from 1 to 2 to 3?
Yeah. No, I'm just joking. It doesn't
change. I was like, "Oh my goodness!"
No, it doesn't change. It's obviously the first one is different, right? Because it's the first baby that
new
comes into the world. But I think certainly anybody who's having a child, first, second, third, or whatever number it might be, is going to have some pause. Buster Posey, these twins he adopted, these aren't his first two
that's
kids.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So it just goes to show you that's. That's going to take precedent over most of anything that happens in your life.
Absolutely. All right. So those are some of the news and notes from the sporting world on this Friday. Get you caught up on things as we head into the evening portion of our Friday get-together. Coming up, we're going to hear from Padres outfielder Trent Grisham. Did a Zoom chat today. We'll get some of his thoughts on the upcoming season and how things are going out at Padres Spring Training 2.0. So we will hear from Trent when we come back. Also ahead is our countdown. And then the happy hour, which includes the Scrooby Awards. You don't want to miss that at 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris. Until 7, we're with you this evening on San Diego's number one sports talk station. It's 97.3 The Fan. Here's traffic with Kelly Danning.
5:18 on the clock. 2 hours plus in on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Our esteemed producer, Matt Scraby, in the building as well. Just want to remind our listeners, our callers are brought to you by SDCCU Fan Hotline, and SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. We got some sound from Padres outfielder Trent Grisham. Of course, he was acquired from the Milwaukee Brewers in the Luis Urias trade, and it seems like he's on pace to be the center fielder here for the Padres, and he's in a unique situation. He has never played or doesn't have a lot of experience. He might have come when the Brewers came last year, but doesn't have a lot of experience at all at Petco Park, and this year, unlike any other year, spring training is actually in Petco Park. So he's getting a chance to learn a little bit about it. And he was asked, does it help being in Petco trying to learn this park?
It's definitely an advantage. I mean, I've really never broke camp and went to a different or I mean, I guess in the minor leagues, yeah, but you only have like a couple of days to really get a feel for that ballpark. So been here for about 3 weeks now to a month. I mean, getting a feel for that and getting to play games and getting to know the way balls bounce off the walls and stuff is definitely a big advantage.
Yeah. Trent is certainly, this is a good thing for the Padres. This is a good thing for really all the teams out there that are getting to have spring training in their home parks, because you're going to play, what, 30 games there this year at the very least. So you get a chance to kind of see how that ballpark, and for Trent, who's never really been in Petco Park, this is a big advantage for him.
Let me ask you this, Tony, as an outfielder. More difficult for outfielders this year to get a jump on fly balls with no crowd in the stands behind the fly ball? Or is it going to be easier to track fly balls looking up into empty stands as opposed to stands with a bunch of shirts and jerseys and things like that?
I mean, I think generally speaking, it's going to be easier. There are going to be some parks that have bad colored seats back there where depending on the glare of the sun or something like that, you might not see. But I think all in all, you're gonna see guys get good jumps. I think it'll be a little bit easier. Sometimes you get a crowd back there, and you get a bunch of them all in white shirts. It can be difficult at times, right? So
I remember. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. I think it'll be easier.
I remember once, many many years ago, when I was in the writing for the newspaper, we had a Sunday afternoon ball game, and then after the game was over, the Padres, to Mike Swanson's everlasting regret, Mike Swanson was the director of PR for the Padres at the time. Now, I don't know if he still works for the Diamondbacks, but he's been with the Diamondbacks for a long time. Anyway, Mike Swanson is a great PR director, but he let all the media come down on the field for a softball game down at Qualcomm Stadium. And the reason it was to Mike Swanson's everlasting regret is that we put second base out behind the mound, between the mound and the actual second base. We didn't run the dirt bases. We ran in the infield and just tore this field up. But that's beside the point. Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I was playing some outfield in that softball game. And, I mean, I feel like I, even though I was a pitcher at San Diego State, I played enough outfield in my life in softball games. Feel like I can get a pretty good jump on a fly ball and catch most fly balls. But the first fly ball hit to me, I completely lost it because I'd never looked up in my life and seen a third deck of stands.
Yeah.
That is something that I had never seen before. So when I looked up to follow the flight of the fly ball, my mind just went haywire on me, and I couldn't find the ball at all, and it got completely lost up there. So that's what made me think of asking the question, because guys are used to looking up and seeing fans in those stands, and now this year they'll be seeing fly balls coming at them with no fans at all.
I think that's everybody. I think everybody takes some time to get used to it. I mean, because even you go through college ball, you go to the minor leagues, and you really don't see anything that is remotely like a big league park until you get to the big league. So it does take some getting used to. I think the adjustment is relatively quick, though, that being said. One of the other interesting things that Trent Grisham has been involved in is, because he's been in the minor leagues, he actually knows what this whole extra inning second base, guy on second base, looks like. He was asked about his experience with that runner on second in extra innings.
I played a few games where that rule was implemented, but I think we, for the most part, we bunted a little bit, but at the beginning, and then we kind of strayed away from it. And I don't really remember the outcome or what was better, what was worse, but I have played a few games with it. But it speeds up the game and makes extra innings that more intense than that. That more interesting, really.
More interesting,
and
we'll
more
see.
Intense. I can do both of those if that is actually true.
It's not going to be true. It's going to make extra innings seem like a circus. I'm sorry.
No, I think it will be true. I honestly do. I'm looking forward to it now for this one season.
Why? Just because I said I'm not looking forward
to it? That's exactly why.
No, just this one
exactly
season.
Exactly why you chimed in there. You had no opinion. You were busy off doing something else, And then I chimed in and said, it's going to look like a circus. And you said, well, I'm going to jump in here right now and disagree with Chris.
I disagree with you, but I when I heard this clip, when I cut this clip, I was like, you know what? He sold me. I want to check it out.
He sold you? What did he say?
He said it's more intense. I believe that it will be more intense. Right. Everything's going to be more amped up in the extra innings. Especially in a big game, like game 58, when you're fighting for a playoff spot.
I think it's going to be crazy. What was the guy on yesterday, Will Leitch, said, it's like dropping a guy out of the sky.
Out of space.
And he lands on second base. I mean,
with all due respect to Will, I love
baseball.
But he is a traditional baseball guy. And
no, he
I'm
didn't
not.
Even say he was that much of a traditional baseball guy. He said he's not that much of a traditional baseball guy, but he said that this rule is absolutely ludicrous.
I do
agree. And that's
agree.
What I said, and that's what Tony said, and that's what you've been saying all along until just now when you decided that I'm going to jump in and be the contrarian and say that, oh, I'm really excited about having a guy in second, but the intensity level.
You know, he put his Skip Bayless hat on there for a second.
You know what I learned in rehab?
What did you learn in rehab?
Be the contrarian. No, I'm just kidding. I completely forgot where I was going to go with that rehab comment.
So you learned nothing in rehab.
You learned nothing in rehab.
Yes, that was awesome.
I can't even be mad at you. I lose my train of thought always.
It does happen.
Trent Grisham was also asked.
Oh, wait. Got it. Sorry.
Good.
This is the cards that I learned in rehab. I was dealt with the cards of being a drinker and being an alcoholic. So there's nothing I can do to change those cards. I just have to accept those cards and play around those cards. So with the guy on second, that's the cards we've been dealt for this season. So why don't we just look forward to maybe some intensity that we've never seen before?
Chris?
Scraby's point is really good.
No!
I did not say that. That's recorded from an earlier broadcast.
let's hear from Trent Grisham on his thoughts on Jace Tingler.
He has a very good control of what's going on and real loose and keeps the guys doing and has a real focused plan on what he wants to accomplish during the summer camp and during spring and throughout the season. So, I mean, I've had a very good experience with him. He's been good to me so far, good to the team.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could tell you from knowing Jace a little bit that he is very prepared. He is very, very prepared. It basically sounds like what Trent Grisham was saying. But he's like all other managers for young guys. He said he's been – I always hang on to the words. He's been good to me so far.
So far, sounds like a guy who's going to get the starting job in center field.
As long as you're getting ABs and playing, yeah. most managers
they're
are good
always
to
good to you when you're playing. Yeah, players only love you when they're playing. That is a famous song, a famous line from a famous Fleetwood Mac song called "Dreams," sung by Stevie Nicks many years ago. Players only love you when they're playing.
Yeah, it is definitely true. When you're getting some run, you're getting some burn. You like all your managers. The moment
always
he tries to sit you down for
point.
A couple games, you're right in Skip's office. I was there many a times.
Just, were you?
Yeah, I did. I've been in. Not necessarily. It was me and Don used to have lots of conversations in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly.
Yeah. Yes.
He didn't swear ever, did he?
No, we didn't. We never got.
Except for that one time on our show.
Except for the one time on our show.
Yeah. I forgot about that one. I think Don thought he was in the locker room.
He dropped an S-bomb in there one day. He was so fun to talk to, and we were like lost in the conversation, both you and I, and we're just going back and forth. And I'm like, my mouth's on it. This is Donnie Baseball.
Thankfully,
he's with us. And then all of a sudden, he threw that in there, and I was like, "What the hell, hey!"
And I'm not listening to it, and all of a sudden, I just get text. I think Don just said a swear word on the air.
He did.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we have a countdown for you. Got to hang around to find out what it's going to be. This is Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:35 is the time. My boy Brooks Koepka is trying desperately to make the cut. He needs birdies on the last two holes today to make the cut, Scraby. Love to see him sneak in there since you already buried him this weekend. This hour is brought to you by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best. Aren't you pleased, though, that I'm, like, looking at the scoreboard to actually check that out? Like, I have enough interest in golf that I'm actually, like, have it up on my computer screen following this to see whether or not my guy makes the cut. That's showing a lot of love for your sport, Scraby.
Hell no.
I don't think so. Because the minute the rest of sports are back, you are going to forget about golf so fast.
It's probably true. Okay. This hour is brought to you by Spectrum Business. Now more than ever, small businesses need the best internet and phone solutions at the best value. And Spectrum Business is proud to help, offering new customers 1 month of internet, voice, and TV service for free. Visit business.spectrum.com today to learn more. Just real quick with golf, Scraby, and next weekend, I think my wife and I are going to go down to the desert. And I called down there today to see if they had – we're staying, I believe, near the PGA West complex.
Oh, hello.
I know, hoity-toity.
Well, that's where my grandparents live.
Hoity-toity. And but I called because I wanted to see if they had the if the driving range was open to the public.
It's not.
And guess what?
Do they open it to the public?
It's open to the public, according to the nice lady I spoke with on the phone today.
What?
So I may be able to go down there and, because you and I and Tony have talked about once this COVID thing kind of settles down, we got to get out, the three of us, and play around together.
We do. We do.
And I haven't, like, swung a club in over a year. So I'm going to need to gouge up the... the driving range at the PGA West facility.
Gouge up.
Yes. They will probably be really sorry that they open it up to somebody the likes of me to start swinging around over there. But
PGA West
it is open.
Is just an amazing place. It really
is. This, Scraby, you know this better. I don't know. I asked, I said, what? Actually, she just volunteered the information. She said it's $30.
Oh, my goodness.
Before 1 o'clock.
For how many golf balls are we talking?
And that's
here?
What I said. And then she said it's $15 after 1 o'clock.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I said, well, what's how many golf balls?
Ooh, it's
do
you unlimited,
get?
Probably.
And she said it's unlimited.
Yeah, there we go.
So I thought if I show up at like 105, I'm getting a bargain, right?
You are, $15, but you're also
because I can just swing the rest of the day.
Yeah, but you're also going to be showing up in 110 degree heat. So
oh, good point.
That part.
I used to put, like...
That's a good point.
I've been lucky.
I'll be out there just...
Yeah. Hacking away in 110 heat.
Take one swing and I'll call it a day.
My grandpa, I've been fortunate enough, my grandpa used to belong to PGA West and at the club, and we used to golf there all the time. So we would go out during the summer because no one would be on the golf course, and I would sneak on the golf course and get on for free.
Yeah.
And I went golfing with my dad one time, and we were like... being a little too crazy. It was 117 outside. Oh. We decided that we wanted to go play some
You're
golf.
You're breaking the law right now. You're trespassing.
I am trespassing. Well, there's some gray area to that.
There's no gray area. You're trespassing.
Where are the PGA West cops when you need them?
Oh, believe me. They wanted to bust me. They knew who I was. They would see me in the cart. They would ask me to show them the registration sticker to be there on the golf course. And then I would kind of give them that, like, that's right. Registration sticker.
That's right.
Right
I
here.
Belong.
Right here.
So if I go to the PGA West facilities next weekend
and you
I
drop my name,
drop the Scraby name,
they won't know who I am.
I will probably be.
They
ushered.
Will be like, "Come on in, man. Yeah, we know Scrabe."
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
be
hey,
ushered out of there in handcuffs.
Can you look at this diet of things that he owes us?
Yes, yes. He owes us all of this stuff, and we're
These
not going to let
fees.
You leave until you pay for it.
But that is interesting that. $30 is a lot, but they have one of the nicest driving ranges I've ever been to in my life. It has all the amenities. It has the bunkers. It has its grass. It has the putting greens. It has everything. So,
all right,
I think you should go.
Oh, I'm definitely planning to go. I mean,
right at 1 o'clock.
Right at 1 o'clock. Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's no way I'm paying the $30.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll tell
either.
You that. I don't care if it's 200 degrees. I'm not paying the $30 to go.
I wouldn't either. That's insanity.
That's too heavy of a toll. All right, we're going to get to our countdown here, which is what we'll tell you in just a second. But first, let's check traffic with Kelly Danning.
Still a few problem spots out here. Southbound side of the 524 Harbor Drive, a crash in the center divide. A couple vehicles involved. Also south on the 524 Genesee, stalled car in the center divide. Westbound 8 cleared by crash at south 125, but north 125 still has this accident just past Grossmont College. Looks like an SUV pulling a trailer. That trailer is on its side. You've got the two left lanes blocked. That's north on 125 past Grossmont College. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gwynn and Chris like to rank things. Not college rankings, not athlete rankings.
So what's your point?
But their own rankings. And these rankings can be very serious.
Top five ways that we like potatoes.
Top five pizzas.
Top five ways to beat the heat.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
The countdown starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Countdown is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers in San Diego. I'm saying that by memory because Scraby did not put that on the
sheet. What? Today. That's 2 days in a row.
Not on the sheet. I don't see it. Countdown today. Top five attractions in the United States that Tony and I would like to go to that we have never been to before. This is a little difficult because... I mean, both of us have traveled quite extensively.
Yeah.
And so I was looking up a list of all of the top attractions in the United States, and turns out I like been to almost all of them. So it was tough for me to come up with ones that I hadn't been to, but I did find five that I've always wanted to go to, and I've never had the chance. So away we go.
Number five.
Number five for me is Yellowstone National Park. And Old Faithful.
Wait a second.
What? No, that's true. I really wanted to go there.
We had a massive argument before the show.
We did, because here's what happened. We came up with the idea for the countdown, and then Scraby starts naming places off, and I'm like, don't give me my countdown before we ever get to the segment.
You guys,
and
need
one
to
of the ones
that...
you mentioned was Yellowstone. Well, that just so happens that it's on my list. I can't help it.
You guys also need to know that Chris is a stickler for doing the parts of the show before the actual show. And yeah, Scraby tends to do this literally every day.
I like to talk out the show before the show, because then we stumble upon things we might not stumble upon. But Chris was especially mad today. I don't blame him.
You guys remember Bill Werndell, do you not?
Yes, Philly Billy.
Previous Philly Billy. I used to work with him from time to time, and I used to have this argument with him all the time. Because I'd see him 2 hours before the show, and he would just start discussing all of the things going on in sports that day.
Oh.
And I'd go, Billy, let's save some of it for the show.
What would he say?
He didn't care. He just plowed on.
Plowed on.
Yellowstone is someplace I've always wanted to be. Check it out. I'm not a big camping, outdoor type guy, but I would like to check out Old Faithful and see that. I've been to Yosemite, and I enjoyed that, but I've not been to Yellowstone National Park. So that's number five for me.
Yeah, I'm not a camping guy either, but my kids and wife are. So I'm going to have to make some adjustments here. Yosemite National Park is number five on my list.
Oh, Yosemite's number five. So you haven't been to Yosemite?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's
been to
awesome.
Yosemite at all. Oh, you've been there.
I've been to Yosemite, but then that's not Yellowstone.
Right. That's there's going to be, most of the places on my list are going to be national parks, because I'm not the type of camper. So those are the places I haven't hit up yet. But Yosemite is number one, or number five on my list.
It's the El Capitan, the Half Dome. Very neat. Very cool.
Number four.
All right, number four place I've always wanted to go that I have yet to go to is to see the changing colors of the trees in the Northeast during the fall colors.
That's a great one, Chris.
I've never had a chance to go to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and see the changing colors. I have been to New York City in the fall a couple of times, and I've seen a few trees in Central Park that have changed colors. But from what I'm told, it's absolutely nothing like what it really truly is when you get into the heart of Vermont, New Hampshire during the fall. So I've always wanted to see that, and I just have never had the chance to go there.
Number four on my list was number five on your list. That's Yellowstone National Park.
All right.
Haven't really been to a place. I would love to see Old Faithful.
It's really cool. I've been there many times.
What happens when old does people just come from everywhere? How often does Old Faithful erupt?
It happens, I believe it happens like on the dot every certain amount of time. Let me look this up real quick. But you can put your watch by it erupting.
Really?
Yes.
Is that that accurate?
Huh? It is accurate, and people from all over the world are there.
Yeah.
Does any of the
stuff that erupts get on people?
No, no, it's not.
It just goes straight up in the air and comes straight down?
It does, yeah. It does.
It would sure seem like there'd be some shrapnel.
No shrapnel. You're far enough away. I can't find it quick enough, so.
Okay. Number three place I've always wanted to be, and I actually have heard from people who've been there, and they tell me that it's a little bit underwhelming, but I still want to see for myself Mount Rushmore. Never seen Mount Rushmore before. I've been told that, you know, you kind of think it's this gigantic, larger-than-life thing, and actually when you get there, it's just kind of a tiny little cutout in the side of the hill. But I don't know. I haven't been there, so I want to check it out for myself. Mount Rushmore is on my list of my American attractions I'd like to go to. Have you ever been there, Tony?
I have not. Been there.
Okay. So you can't. How about you, Scraby? Can you confirm that it's
I have never been there. It's somewhere
You've never
I
been there
go.
Either.
Yeah, I want to go there.
All right. So maybe we should golf at Mount Rushmore.
Then that would be fantastic.
Kill two birds with one stone there.
Okay. Let's go to South Dakota, guys.
Just to golf.
Number three on my list is Alcatraz Island.
Ah.
This is actually one of the big baseball tourist attractions that everybody goes to, but I never wanted to get up early enough to go.
It was always an early departure.
Early departure, and it was always cold. It's always cold in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And especially what I hear on Alcatraz Island, it is freezing over there.
Yes.
So I always elected to skip out on that trip, but I kind of regretting it now.
We did do that one time, my wife and I, on a trip, and it was pretty interesting. And they try to lock you in one of the cells just to kind of show you what it's like.
I was just about to say this too,
and I was like,
no,
I'm not going in there. What happens if the mechanism breaks? Yeah, this is old.
This thing is old. Y'all not locking me in here.
There is no way I can get the idea what it would be like from right here. I'm just fine, thank you.
Keep the door open. I can see it. Don't worry.
Do not be locking me in one of those cells just for funsies.
There was a time that one of my friends went for the night tour and said they will never do the night tour again because
the night tour.
Yeah, there's some night tours, especially on Halloween night. There are some creepy things that happen in a prison on an island in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Don't Tony's right about the weather, man. I mean, if you escaped the island and escaped all the prisoners, I'm sorry. I maybe somebody made it, but that swim across the bay to the mainland. Forget you. I don't think hypothermia would have to get you in the first 5 minutes, and if that didn't get you, the sharks would. It's freezing cold.
I don't know that I've ever been in San Francisco as a player and didn't have a hoodie on and like a long sleeve shirt. Like it's freezing there,
even
all
on
the time.
July,
even especially in July. It's only warm there in October, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, San Francisco is one of my favorite cities, but it's always freezing. You just have to make that deal when you go there. All right,
number two?
Number two.
Yeah, number two place I've never been that I would like to go to is probably a place a lot of people have been. I don't know if Tony has, but the Grand Canyon. You would think somebody that was born and raised in Southern California, as I was or have been, would have made it to the Grand Canyon by now. But I never have. And I really have no idea what it's like. I've flown over it a million times, and the pilot says, hey, look out the window, there's the Grand Canyon. But I would like to at least one time get over to the Grand Canyon. The problem with the Grand Canyon is it's not on the way to anything.
Right.
It's really in the middle of nowhere. I remember Lori and I were in Phoenix one time, and we had a full day. And we said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's go to the Grand Canyon. We've never been there. And we got all fired up to go, and we got the map out, and forget it. Way
like,
too
this is
far.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like 6 hours away or something. I'm like, I didn't know the state of Arizona was that big.
Right.
So, haven't made the Grand Canyon ever. And
it's pretty grand.
Pretty grand, as that would be yeah. your only report on it?
I mean, it is pretty breathtaking when you come around when you see it for the first time.
Yeah.
It is. They got little helicopter tours.
Yes. Yeah, I've never even made one of those.
Yeah. I don't know what would possess me to do it, but I did it.
That sounds a little risky for you.
It's very risky. I actually took photos. I don't know what had got into me that day.
Yeah.
But we went down and had lunch down there. It was pretty cool. I didn't get too close to anything, though. I was always on flat ground away from edges that
you're in a helicopter in the Grand Canyon. That's scary enough as it is.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking either.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. Zion National Park is
number
two on my list, out in Utah. That is kind of what put me onto these national parks, like going to see the Grand Canyon and seeing how cool that was. It kind of led me down the road of maybe wanting to do more stuff like that. Maybe not via helicopter, but
not going to do that again.
No, I won't do that again. But I certainly enjoyed the beauty of the Grand Canyon, and Zion National Park is another place that looks immaculate. I would love to visit.
Does Zion National Park have any, like, big draw, like Devil's Tower?
They have some steep cliffs there. I don't know if they have Devil Towers names or anything like that.
Right.
They got a river that flows through it.
Yeah.
But I don't know of any of the names, though.
I'm looking at a bunch of pictures of people at Zion National Park, and go figure, they're all smiling and having the time of their life.
It is really nice. The rocks are incredibly red.
You've
been there?
Yeah, I have been there. I drove to Colorado a few times, so
I went through it. Yep. All right. Number one place I've never been that I've always wanted to go. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but I got a shot. Niagara Falls. Never been to Niagara Falls. I guess I'd have to make a Buffalo trip or from the other side, Toronto. I've never been to either of those cities, so I've never actually seen Niagara Falls. I've certainly seen, you know, movies and footage and all kinds of shots of it, but I've never actually had the chance to take it in person, and it looks rather amazing to me. So, don't know if either of you have been there, but I have not.
With great minds think alike, number one on my list is also Niagara Falls.
So you haven't been there either?
I have not been there.
Yeah.
Chances of me going have dwindled now that I'm not playing and on the West Coast. I don't see myself going to Buffalo anytime soon again.
It doesn't seem like Buffalo is a place that you're just going to kind of pick out to go one day.
Right. Maybe Toronto, but, you know.
I might be able to talk my wife into a quick trip to Toronto, but I can't see her going for Buffalo.
Yeah, I can't see my wife going for Buffalo either. But
I really
that's number one
see
on my
Niagara
list.
Falls, though.
Yeah, I do too.
It looks amazing. The pictures, like, just are insane. How about going over in a barrel?
Nope.
No, thank you.
Have you ever seen
taking a helicopter trip in there, Tony?
Nope. No, thank you.
Have you ever seen the picture of when they had to block the water for a little bit at Niagara Falls, and you just kind of see all the rocks? It's really cool. They did it back in, like, the 70s or 80s, I think.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Every picture I'm looking at right now is more breathtaking than the one before it. All right, so there you go. Niagara Falls, number one on both of our lists. Scrape, you've been there.
I have not been to Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
I saw the picture.
So would that be number one on your list, or would you have another?
Nah.
What would do you have a number one, or are you just going to go
Is there a number one? Like, is there a place that we haven't even talked about that you'd like to go someday?
Well,
that you haven't been to?
I've never been to Seattle. I would like to go to Seattle. Never been there.
Yeah.
So are you saying, like, the
Space Needle or
the
something?
The Space Needle?
More so probably the Boeing Center, but...
The Boeing Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Boeing Center?
Yeah, like where they make the planes and stuff.
Well, you know, you were halfway there last weekend. You drove up to five, right?
Yeah, I could have kept going.
Yeah, keep going. You'll get to Seattle.
Yeah.
All right. I think you'll make that one. I think you'll make that one.
Thank you,
there's
Chris.
Our list of the countdown today, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers with 29 locations around San Diego County to serve you. And again, I'm saying that all by memory because there it is. 30 locations all of a sudden. They just added a location. I love it. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for the location nearest you. Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers. Happy Hour will kick off with the Scroobies. You do not want to go anywhere now. Stay right here with Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.